Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray midday prayer using the current psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
They are happy who live by the law of God.
They are happy who live by the law of God.
They are happy whose life is blameless, who follow God's law. They are happy who do His will, seeking Him with all their hearts, who never do anything evil, but walk in His ways. You have laid down your precepts to be obeyed with care. May my footsteps be firm to obey your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame as I heed your commands. I will thank you with an upright heart as I learn your decrees. I will obey your statutes. Do not forsake me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, You proclaim victorious those whose lives are blameless, and give your law to those who seek it. Make us seek your righteous ways in our hearts.
They are happy who live by the law of God. You have saved me, Lord, and my heart is filled with joy.
You have saved me, Lord, and my heart is filled with joy.
How long, O Lord, will you forget me? How long will you hide your face? How long must I bear grief in my soul, this sorrow in my heart, day and night? How long shall my enemy prevail? Look at me, answer me, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, lest I fall asleep in death, lest my enemy say, I have overcome him, lest my foes rejoice to see my fall. As for me, I trust in your merciful love. Let my heart rejoice in your saving help. Let me sing to the Lord for his goodness to me, singing psalms to the name of the Lord, the Most High. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Saving God, by the resurrection of your Son, you have given light to our eyes, and they shall not sleep in death forever. Look upon the sufferings of your church, so that our hearts may rejoice in your saving help, and sing you songs of praise.
You have saved me, Lord, and my heart is filled with joy. God sees all men as sinners, that he might show them his mercy.
God sees all men as sinners, that he might show them his mercy.
The fool has said in his heart, there is no God above. Their deeds are corrupt, depraved. Not a good man is left. From heaven the Lord looks down on the sons of men to see if any are wise, if any seek God. All have left the right path, depraved every one. There is not a good man left, no, not even one. Will the evildoers not understand? They eat up my people as though they were eating bread. They never pray to the Lord. See how they tremble with fear without cause for fear, for God is with the just. You may mock the poor man's hope, but his refuge is the Lord. Oh, that Israel's salvation might come from Zion. When the Lord delivers his people from bondage, then Jacob will be glad and Israel rejoice. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God of wisdom and truth, without you, neither truth nor holiness can survive. Safeguard the church you have gathered into one, and make us glad in proclaiming you.
God sees all men as sinners, that he might show them his mercy. A reading from the book of Proverbs. Happy the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. For her profit is better than profit in silver, and better than gold is her revenue. She is more precious than corals. None of your choice possessions can compare with her. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, all you ask of me is truth.
In the depths of my heart, you have taught me wisdom.
Lord God,
you made known to Peter your desire to bring all nations to salvation. Let all our work give you praise and carry out your loving plan. Grant this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.